Thank you, Peter. Now we have our last selections of news items on this first part of Chatterbox. We hear of the opening of the University of East Anglia Literary Festival, the success of a ukulele festival, and a theatre film project for the Norfolk Broads. But first, an exhibition about the Americans in this part of the world in World War II. Since the Second World War, the east of England has been changed by the friendly invasion of American servicemen from the 8th United States Air Force. Now, a three-year Heritage Lottery Fund project called The 8th in the East is bringing the military and the social history between the two world powers to life. The travelling exhibition has arrived at the Maidshead Hotel in Norwich. The event was launched by speeches from the Lord Mayor and Michael Bailey, a Norwich resident who vividly remembers wartime interactions with Americans. It was a culture shock for them and a bit of a culture shock for the British. My father thought there'd be no good in the war at all. How wrong he was. We couldn't believe how friendly and welcoming they were. We go down to the airfield every chance we got, Mr. Bailey said. Andrew Farrell, the learning officer for the 8th in the East exhibition, stressed that everyone will enjoy learning more about the time period through this exhibition, not just historians. It's not necessarily about the airplanes, and it's not about the bombs. It's about people's lives. This is a social history that extends beyond military history, and just the interests of the Second World War buffs. All are welcome to view the exhibition at the Maidshead until October the 6th, when it leaves for Norwich Airport and then Stansted Airport.
The University of East Anglia's Autumn Literary Festival kicks off with everyone from former Liberal Democrat leader Paddy Ashdown to award-winning author David Lodge taking part this year. The event will open with Festival Director Professor Chris Bigsby in conversation with Mr. Lodge, a Whitbread Book of the Year Award winner, whose novels include Changing Places and How Far Can You Go? The festival will then run until November the 23rd, with Professor Bigsby talking to a total of 8 guests from the literary world. Anthony Beaver, who received the Pritzker Military Museum and Library Literature Award for Lifetime Achievement in Military Writing in 2014, will talk about his life and work on October the 12th. Booker Prize winner and adult and children's author Penelope Lively will be featured on November the 2nd, author and peace activist David Grossman on November the 8th, and author and former UEA professor Richard Holmes on November the 16th. The festival concludes on November the 23rd with novelist and former UEA Chancellor Rose Tremain.
The third Uke East Ukulele Festival in Norwich has proved a huge success, bringing artists from around the country to the city. The festival saw an open mic at the Coachmakers in St Stephen's Road recently and a host of acts at the Norwich Arts Centre and a range of workshops and stalls. The event included a performance from Ocpralele, a duo from London and Kent mixing opera with ukuleles, often with hilarious results. The popular East Anglian barnstorming band The Bayou Toots, Wigan's Chockenfeckle, and the uke soloist and occasional member of the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, Bren Rowse, from Portsmouth.
19th century life on Norfolk's marshes could be brought to the stage as part of a £4 million scheme to promote and protect the Broads' future. The Water, Mills and Marshes project has moved forward after Eastern Angles Theatre Company was chosen to take the lead in a section focusing on drama. Backed by the Heritage Lottery Fund, the major vision hopes to enrich and celebrate heritage sites over the Broads, between Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Lowestoft, Acle and Loddon. One of the 38 projects to be delivered as part of the work is a piece of drama detailing the history of the drained Broadland marshes and those who shaped the landscape. The Broads Authority, which is leading the overall project with 55 partner organisations, has now appointed Eastern Angles to take on the section. Ivan Cutting, director of the theatre's company, said, "It's a play that gives a very vivid picture of the way people and place interacted. The production would be toured all over East Anglia, making use of our network of venues where local promoters are enthusiastic about welcoming theatre into their communities, as well as taking the show to some intriguing new venues too. The show would be targeted for 2019-20 and would link across other projects."
Poppy Appeal organisers have thanked the community for its response to a plea for more volunteers. Earlier this week, the Royal British Legion said it was struggling to recruit people to carry out collections in Norwich. But following an appeal for help in the Evening News, the charity has received numerous calls from those willing to help. Lynn Hatch, community fundraiser for Norfolk, said, "We have had a wonderful response so far. I must have had around 30 people offer to help us. If people still want to come along and help, that would be lovely, because there are jobs that need doing." The charity had hoped to raise more than £70,000 through donations made within the city centre this year. But it said to achieve that figure, it would require enough volunteers to help with supermarket stands and street collections. It is also opening a shop in Castle Mall for the duration of the appeal, which will need people to staff it.